Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Lan.
Brent has continued higher recently and broke $90 per barrel at the end of last week. What has brought the market to these levels?
Well, if we look back a little bit to the recent history of the oil market, until the middle of March, Brent had been trading in quite a tight range under $85 per barrel. Whereas early in March, US crude, WTI, which had similarly been constrained by a technical level, albeit at $80 per barrel rather than $85, it broke through that level. And I think this was the start of this sort of nascent rally in oil in terms of breaking through to higher levels. And we started to see an increase in speculative interest in oil. So these were investors putting on positions, betting that oil prices were going to increase. And eventually that pushed Brent through $85 per barrel in the middle of last month. And really that momentum has continued. And as you say, last week, Brent went through $90 per barrel for the first time in quite a while.
If speculators are contributing to this rally, is it sustainable?
Well, we are getting fundamental support from a brightening economic picture. If we think about the way things were looking 6 to 9 months ago, there was a lot of concern about the economic outlook and hence the demand outlook for oil. Whereas more recently, things are starting to look brighter. In particular, we've seen improving Chinese data. So from the start of last week, we had PMI data from China suggesting the outlook there is improving. And then on top of that, of course, we've got the OPEC Plus cuts, or more particularly Saudi cuts to output. And recently, those have been reaffirmed for another quarter. On top of that, again, we've also got geopolitical concerns, which have been starting to increase again after the Israeli attack on an Iranian consulate in Syria. Iran, of course, has said they're going to respond to that in some way. So sort of waiting to see what happens there. That raises again the possibility of the conflict broadening and potential impact on supply. Now, of course, Saudi Arabia has plenty of spare capacity, which could bring into the market to limit upside. But the question is really how long they will let the price run higher and how much higher they'll let it go before they start to talk about bringing more output back into the market. We have the next OPEC meeting in June. So that's the next sort of full OPEC meeting, potentially for the next couple of months. We might see the market sort of be a little bit left to its own devices in terms of responding to tightness in the market, so the potential to move higher. And consequently, the magic number of $100 per barrel is starting to be talked about again.
The European heating season is now over. How are gas and electricity markets faring?
Well, already storage levels are starting to increase again. So at the end of the heating season, gas storage in Europe was just under 59%. It's been increasing again now, up to about getting on for 60%. And the weather's pretty mild. We've also had very strong wind generation over the weekend from Storm Kathleen, leading to negative pricing in at times in the day-ahead power market. But more generally, the focus is now very much on rebuilding gas storage, albeit from quite a high base, frankly. There are a few little bit of issues on the horizon. I mean, we've had some gas outages announced in Norway this morning. We're only having a moderate effect on output, really. Also, there's been news that Egypt, which is typically a big exporter of liquefied natural gas, has actually been importing. And this is to try and prevent a recurrence of the power shortages that happened in Egypt last year. So the minor potential issues are on the horizon. But overall, the gas and electricity markets in Europe are in relatively good state at the moment.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.